Hey, this is Brad Witte, and I'm here with Tom and Helen Adler, who are group leaders for the Reality Finance class that will be starting on January 27th and running for 9 weeks to March 23rd, and we'll be meeting here at the Reality SF headquarters. So as we get started, why don't you guys just share a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll get into talking about the class.
Hi, my name is Tom Adler. I've been living in the city for 6 years, been attending Reality for 5 years, and I work in commercial real estate.
I'm Helen Adler, and I was born and raised in San Francisco and have been coming to Reality for about 7 years now. And during the week, I'm in people operations at a startup in Oakland.
Cool. And you guys are just recently married too, right?
That's correct. Whoop, whoop.
Yes. Congrats.
Thank
cool.
you.
Yes. Why don't you start by first telling me actually about kind of how you guys came to be involved in this finance class. Like what drew you to it? Why did you want to serve in the church in this capacity?
Absolutely. So I think it started slightly before we got married. We were starting to talk about money, and we were starting to think about combining finances and all of the processes that would involve. And someone had recommended to us an individual who is kind of a financial coach. And we had met with this person on every single Monday for several Mondays throughout a year. And through that time, we were able to see so much through our finances of where God met us and the relational aspects of the process of combining finances. And it was so important to us and so transformative. And also the relationship that we built with this individual was incredibly strong for someone who we really honestly didn't know other than speaking to them through our finances. And then we get married, and we continue going through the process of learning how to live with one another and finances. And then this class was brought up in front of the church last year. And I just remembered back to that time with that individual and the relationship that was formed. And I said, Helen, I want that for us. I want to be able to gather with a group of individuals from Reality and learn their stories and hear their problems and also try and help and try and see where we can be volunteers in Reality, and really felt called as soon as the announcement went out to help. And man, I'm so glad that we did. Throughout that time, we did. We absolutely got to know the individuals in our group incredibly well. And you get to know someone's you get to know someone so much deeper, so much quicker when you start to hear their anxieties and their stresses around money. And then also too, just really enjoyed being able to spend that time each week with my wife learning the biblical principles and foundations of what we should be carrying out in our lives with money. And really enjoyed our time.
Yeah, I mean, I would add on to that and say that having grown up here, having seen the city change so much, having seen so many people leave the city, there's a biblical call to stay rooted where you are. And there are clearly some challenges, financial challenges, to living in San Francisco. And so we both felt like this class would be a great way to teach others the biblical principles that Tom mentioned of saving money, paying down debt, and ultimately being really generous with what God has given us. And so I think we were both moved to be a part of this class to help just spread that word amongst others.
That's so great. Thank you guys so much for serving our church in this way and like responding to that call. We really appreciate it. So you've touched on this a little bit in sharing why you guys wanted to be involved, but could you share more about what this class is hoping to achieve and like what people can expect to walk away with from this class?
Yeah. So the class is based off of Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, which is a really popular program that thousands of people partake in across the country. And it starts off by talking about saving, budgeting, paying down your debt. And each week we touch on a theme. And I think what's really unique about this class is that we contextualize it to life here in San Francisco, which I think is really important because, you know, as Dave talks about buying a $200,000 home in other parts of the country, that's not our reality here. Right. And so we end each of these classes with some programming around how this applies to people living in San Francisco. So I think that they can expect to take away really practical tools on how to steward our finances well.
And I was going to add to that, life is hard when you're going at it alone. And one of the other things that this group provides are other people to lean on and also just the combined group knowledge. One thing that really astounded me was how many amazing professionals that go to Reality who are, you know, living and breathing financial information and biblical financial information every single day. And then they would take their love and their passion and their daily job, and they would take that information and as Helen said, contextualize it and give it the San Francisco twist of like, hey, this is what everyone else is dealing with, but this is what's going to be happening for you. And I really enjoy it. I took those materials home and studied them myself. And really enjoyed learning from the individual experts in their fields in San Francisco. Also, the groups that we had were wide-ranging. They were young, there were older who were, you know, even retired age. We had a very wide gamut of people who wanted to learn more and wanted to become better with their finances. And also another important part that we haven't talked about is their giving. A lot of the focus of this course was we want to live like no one else so that we can one day give like no one else. And, you know, focus on your stewardship now so that we can be radical and radical in our giving and our generosity and our love later. And I really enjoyed that aspect of it as well. But yeah, there were individuals who were multiple years of schooling left, who were, you know, trying to figure out what is next and how do I manage money while I have none. And and then, yeah, there were people who looked like us who are newlyweds, who are working on families, who are trying to buy a home in the Bay. And how does that happen? So it was interesting in that aspect. And also,
we had a lot to learn from each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like what I love about this class is it feels like it, it's addressing a lot of the values that we have as a church in very practical ways. Like I think about how for years we've said that one of our values as a church is rootedness, that we want to invite people in our community. Whereas what's normal in San Francisco is that people just stay for a couple of years and kind of like get what they want out of it and then they leave. And Dave's call to people for years has been seriously, prayerfully consider putting down roots here and like making this your home and having roots deep enough to where you are able to provide shade for others. Not shade in a negative sense, but like nice shade. And it sounds like some of what you're saying really applies to that rootedness.
I really like the analogy of where Dave talks about we need to be more like farmers and less like miners, and how we need to pour into the land and really, you know, harvest instead of stripping of it of its resources. And yes, I really feel like that this class is important in that it's helping people find their rootedness and find their footing to be able to financially afford living in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I think that even beyond rootedness, it's really giving us and creating that space for people to have faith in God and to watch Him provide, because, you know, this at the end of the day is a class that teaches very practical tools and it's grounded in biblical perspectives, right? But that work can only really be done by God, and really opening up yourself to believing that God's calling will be given to us. He will provide for us. And ultimately, as Tom mentioned, to really help us align our values and think about, like, where our treasure lies and to be generous with what God has given us.
Totally, yeah. One of the other values that I'm hearing coming through that we've been talking about a lot recently as a church, I mean, we just came out of a year where our focus was on authentic community. And gosh, when I think about money, it honestly feels like people's finances and their personal finances is like, it's a vulnerable thing to talk about. It's a vulnerable thing, especially if you're someone who has struggled with finances before. There might be like layers of shame around, like, I don't know what I'm doing, or there might just be layers of fear and like worry. And it's like, and it's very vulnerable to like invite other people into.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, could you guys speak to like the opportunity for like authentic community that in this class?
Absolutely. One real quick thing that I think is funny is a friend of mine had said the most real social media is Venmo. Because you scroll through that feed and you know exactly who is doing what and why, and I found that so funny. But back to your point, the class is broken up into small groups, and it's in those small groups that individuals are opening up their hearts and their finances with other individuals. And there was so much growth that we saw happen between the individuals in our small group, and really just feel blessed to like to have that glimpse into each other's lives, and also to be vulnerable with other people. You know, it's hard to carry burdens, and it was so great to be able to share your stresses and your fears with other individuals while also learning tools on how to reduce those fears and anxieties.
I'd love to hear if there are any stories or testimonies from the last time we did this class that you guys would like to share.
Absolutely. So the first one that comes to mind are, I think that's, can I say their name?
If they're okay with it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The first one that comes to mind are a couple, Aaron Bailey and Katie Jane Martin. They were dating at the time, and they were kind of basically just a few months ahead of us in the like progress of their relationship. And they were starting to figure out finances and starting to go through the things that we had gone through maybe 6 months or a year before. And they saw this as an opportunity to, one was a facilitator, one was a group member, but to learn and to share and to grow. And I just saw them last night at their engagement party, and they shared with me what a huge thing this had been for them in their relationship. And they were just so excited about they're actually going to be leading this next class as both co-facilitators. And yeah, I'm so excited for them to, you know, see where it may lead.
Yeah. Another story that comes to mind is an older couple in our group. Actually, they, as Tom mentioned, are retired, and they just brought their wisdom to this group of, even Tom and I learned a bunch from them, and they really felt like they were at a stage in their life where they could be really generous, and they had already, you know, lived through 50 years of the saving, paying down debt, doing that all over again, and they came to this class really wanting to learn, like, now that we're 70, you know, what can we do with this, with what God has given us, and really bless the group in that way by sharing about what's to come for them.
Yeah, gosh, what I love about that, and you guys have touched on this a couple times, is that it sounds like the point of this class is not simply like to get out of debt, or it's not simply to like, how can I have more savings or something like that. The end goal value is a kingdom value of generosity, of like, how can I, how is it you said it a moment ago? Like the way they put it in the course.
So that I can, I live like no one else now so that I can give like no one else later.
Oh man. Yeah. Cause it's an opportunity to actually disengage ourselves at a level from the way that our culture spins and like spins above their means and like, and all that kind of stuff. So you're like, you're choosing to live differently, kind of like counterculturally in that way. So you are able to be generous in a countercultural way. I love that so much.
Yeah. And I would just add to that. I think what's really unique about our times now is that we are a generation that really love experiences. Mm. We're less about accumulating things. And so there's just some really unique discussions in our group about, okay, what can we do instead of going out to eat with our friends? How do we open up our homes more? So there's a lot of brainstorming that happens too about how we can live life differently today so that we could be better stewards tomorrow.
Gosh, it's so, that's so good. I mean, really, the more I hear you guys talk about this class, it's like, it's a finance class, but it almost just sounds like a life class.
It is for sure a life class.
Yeah. Yeah. Within the context of, I mean, cause yeah, like money is actually really about what we value and really about what our treasure is and like what we, yeah, it's so, so powerful. Any other things you guys would like to share or?
Yeah, I think this class is really for everyone, whether you are in a stage where you want to learn about saving, paying down debt, all the way to someone who's investing. I mean, even I, as a facilitator, I work in HR. I thought I knew a lot about insurance. Even I learned a ton in that course that week. And so, as Tom mentioned, you know, like being in large groups as part of this class, there is so much that we can learn from each other. And something that you can actually get out of it is by offering your own wisdom too, regardless of where you are in your journey when it comes to finances.
Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing. I'm really excited for this class for our church. And just to share when it is again, it's January 27th, and it runs for 9 weeks to March 23rd. And it's 7 to 9 p.m. here at the Reality headquarters. And so if you're listening to this, sign up. It will be a great experience. Thanks for sharing again, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.